Right, so you're in this program, right? And you want to be mentored. I think mentoring is a great thing. It's perfect. Because you're not only learning from somebody who's experienced, but you're learning within the context of where that experience is used. And that is so crucial to the way things are. You know what, you could learn from a book all day long, but when somebody actually takes you alongside and says, I'm going to show you how this works. When they take you alongside, they put their arm around your shoulder and they say, see, this is how this works. See, this is how people react when you treat them like this. See, this is how you do management. See, this is what you require out of somebody. See, this is how this job is done. This is how you find investments. This is how you do this or that or the next thing. That is so valuable. You guys have no idea how valuable that thing is for you. If you can get mentored by somebody, that's number one. I mean, that will put you so far ahead of even getting a 4-year degree in business. If you could just spend a couple, 1 year, 6 months, a year with somebody who's in business, you come out of there and you already know most of what happens in a 4-year business course, because so much of that is wasted anyway. So this is great. So it's good that you're here. But then you get the questions like, okay, I got it. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to have discipline. I'm going to do all these kind of things. But then the next question is, how do I find this wonderful mentor that I'm looking for? How do you find it? Well, first, you got to network. Have you ever heard of that? I mean, networking is everything. It's how you find jobs. It's how you find mentors. It's how you do everything. And almost all the time, all you have to do is ask. It's amazing. You know, they talk about this, that the fastest way to get somebody to be your friend is to ask them for a favor. Really? Well, think about this. Let's say you've broken down on the side of the highway, in the city street somewhere, and you've got a flat tire. And you're sitting there. And some guy walks by, some big burly guy, you know, he's walking by and he looks really big, kind of scary and stuff like that. You know, the fastest way to remove that is to look up from where you are and say, could you help me? You know, us guys, I mean, most of us are guys, I'm a guy, we hate asking for help. We can't stand asking for help. Why? Because we're so proud. We think that we know it all. We think we have it all under control. We think it's some kind of weakness to ask for help. But you know what? You got to learn this. That if you ask for help, it immediately puts the other person in a position of wanting to help you. Because most people are good. And that God has put that into us. It's called common grace. And if you ask for help, most people are going to want to help you, are going to want to give you that help. So that's what I'm telling you you have to do. That's the first thing. You have to network. Well, how do I network? Well, you start with probably your dad, or you start with somebody in your church who's in this business community. And you go up to them and you say, can you help me find a mentor? Look at that. They immediately think, how about me? That's the first thing that goes through their mind. But then you say, well, I'm interested in this. I'm interested maybe in becoming a doctor. Okay, well, then you want a mentor in a doctor, in a doctor's office. I'm interested in coming into real estate. Okay, well, let's find somebody who does real estate. I'm interested in more of the insurance. Okay, let's find somebody who does insurance. But you know what, we can find that. But these older men, these older businessmen that are in there, let's say they're 40s, 50s, they're the ones that are going to have all these connections. And they're going to be able to help you with all these kind of things. And they're going to give you some recommendation. And this is where it opens the door. So you could create 100 different letters and send them out and say, I'm Joe Blow and I'm looking for somebody to mentor me. And you might get one or two responses, but most of the time you won't get anything. But you talk to somebody who's in the business and he calls his insurance guy and he says, hey, I've got this guy Joe Blow and he wants to intern at this insurance place. Would you take him under wing? Would you teach him a little bit about it? About insurance, he's got a great attitude, he's a diligent worker, he'll do anything you put him to. You know what? He's gonna give you a call, or you're gonna be able to call him, and you're gonna say, hey, they told me to call you, can I be mentored by you? And it's gonna be open. But you gotta create these networks. Now, how do you create these networks? How do you get to be friends with these older gentlemen? Again, number one, the best thing you can do is ask them for help. Once you ask these people for help, they're going to give you an answer. And they're going to tell you, they're going to say, oh, sure, I'll help you. Because most of us in business, we love helping people. That's part of why we're in business. That's part of what we can do, because business gives us this ability to go out and help hundreds and hundreds of different people. All of our customers plus our employees, are you kidding? We love it. So if you come up to us and you say, can you help me? Can you help me find a mentor for this? They're probably going to get in there. And they have these huge networks. We know people that know people that know people. And we can try to get you in there. So that's one of the ways. Another way is talk with this organization. Tell them that you want to be mentored. Look on the list of mentors of people that have been willing to be mentors. So that's another place. But that's, all that's called networking. It's meeting with people. Talk to people in your church. Find out how you're going to be mentored. But use that network that's available to you. So that's the first thing you have to do. Then, once somebody suggests a mentor, well, you know what? Not everybody's going to be your perfect mentor. You might not mesh quite right. You might not. They might not be in a position that they want to mentor you necessarily that well. You're going to have to evaluate that. Remember, it is your life. You're going to have to think this through. You're going to have to see whether this is a good match. And it's probably better for you to be the one that figures this out first. And you can say, well, this might not match, but I think I can learn this from you. Always honor this person if they spent any kind of time with you. You know, honor them back and take care of them. Oh, another thing that helps you a lot. If you want to be mentored by somebody, send them some kind of a gift. I had this kid that wanted to be mentored by me. He sent me some cheese. He was from Wisconsin. He sent me a box of cheese. I don't know. It maybe cost him $29 or might have cost him $39. And he sends me this box of cheese from Wisconsin. Like, how cheesy is that? Huh, pun intended. So you get they send me this box and I receive it. My wife says, hey, who's the kid that sent us the box of cheese? I say, well, it's this guy from Wisconsin. He wants me to mentor him. You think once my wife received that box from this nice, clean-cut kid from Wisconsin, you think there was any way I could get out of mentoring this kid? No way. And so I did it, and we've had a great relationship with it together. I've helped him create his lawn maintenance business and take it to the next level and everything else. So that's good. Okay, so then we have that's how you get your mentor, and that's how you find the mentor. So now you're going to have to evaluate this mentor. When this mentor comes to you, there's always something you can learn from somebody. So never throw them away. I mean, never toss them back. It's not your job to do that. But be sure that you're not wasting anybody's time. So you have to evaluate him, evaluate his experience. Does this person have experience in the thing that you want to go for? Does he have experience in the thing that you want to learn? Because obviously, if you're going to go to a professor that doesn't know what you want to learn, that's not going to help you much. But you want to go to somebody who has experience in the thing you're trying to do. This particular kid from Wisconsin, he had a lawn maintenance company. He wanted to be mentored by me. That's sort of a match made in heaven. That's going to work, you know? And so he's able to do that. So when you evaluate this mentor, I like the definition of trust that I learned when I was reading this book called Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey Jr. He's the guy, the son of the guy who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's really good. And he says, you know, trust has to do with four different aspects. Four different aspects have to be there for us to trust somebody. And I think the same thing would be for your mentor. And your first thing is character. The very first thing, and this is for you and for your mentor. If your character is flawed, then I'm not going to trust you. Because I don't know if you're devious, I don't know if you're changing something, I don't know if you're not being truthful with me. There's all these different things that have to do with your character and the character of the person that you're going to choose as your mentor. So you have to have trust in this guy's character. His character has to be right, and your character has to be right. Either one doesn't, you're going to have some problems there. The second thing that you want to have this guy have is ability. Does he have ability to do what you're looking to do? You think about it. My wife trusts me. She trusts my character. She knows who I am. But if she needs surgery, I don't have the ability to be a surgeon. So even though she trusts my character, could I operate on her? Would she trust me to do an operation? No, of course not. Because I have character, but I don't have ability. You have to find somebody who has ability. So like I said, if you're going into insurance, find somebody who's in insurance. If you're going into sales, find somebody who's in sales. So they have to have the ability. The third thing they have to have is they have to have motivation. Is this person motivated to help you? Are they thinking about you? Do they have your best interests in mind? Are they thinking, okay, I want to help this guy attain what it is that you're trying to attain? See, they might be too busy with other things in their life. And you have to ask them that. You say, is this a good time? Or maybe I should come back in a month or maybe 2 months or something like that. But you have to hit them at the right time when they have their motivation to help you. And if they have the motivation to help you, then it's great. So what do we say? We said they have to have character, they have to have ability, they have to have motivation. And the last thing that you're looking for is a track record. Do they have a track record of having success? If they have a track record of being successful in that thing that you're looking for, that you're trying to get to, then let's go for it. And let's get in with this mentor, because you found the guy who's going to put you light years ahead of the rest of your peers. And you're able to move forward with this guy. So if you can trust him, remember what did we say? Trust had to do with character, ability, motivation, and the track record. So make sure that you have those four things, not only in your life, but in the life of your mentor, and you're on to a great start.